Yesterday, Yaraji explained that when Buddha met with a group of five, at first, the group of five did not have faith and confidence as they had not practiced according to the teaching of the Buddha. As they had not followed the Majjhima Patipada, the middle path, they do not know the correct method of practice. They had not realized the Dhamma. The group of five were the first human to hear the teaching of the Buddha. And at first, they refused to believe in the Buddha. And Buddha had to convince them to believe him. When the group of five came to have faith and confidence on the Buddha, then Buddha showed Majjhima Patipada, the middle way. And Buddha also mentioned the two extremes, and that the two extremes has to be removed. Saraji explained about the two extremes some days ago, and Saraji continues to explain that Kamasukhalika Nuyoga is indulgence in sensual pleasure, letting one's mind go freely on the sensual objects. Buddha to be himself as a prince till the age of 29 pursued this path, Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. Not deliberately, but this the prince who was a Buddha to be had lived among the sensual objects. And when the prince renounced and went to the forest, Buddha to be practiced austerity practice, and it is called Attakilamata Nuyoga, self-mortification or self-tormenting, not making use of sufficient things and food. Attakilamata Nuyoga is the kind of practice that exhausts the mind, that exhausts the body without benefits. And Buddha to be also followed this way in the forest. Buddha disparaged these two practices. The first one, Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, is disparaged as Hino. It is inferior, low class. Gamo, it is the act of rude villagers or worldlings. Potojaniko, it is the act of worldlings who have thick layers of kilesa defilements. Anatta Sanhito, this Kamasukhalika Nuyoga has nothing to do with true benefit, which are the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. Anariyo, it is not pure. The practice of Kamasukhalika Nuyoga, it is not pure or noble. In this way, Buddha disparaged Kamasukhalika Nuyoga in these words, and one should avoid practicing Kamasukhalika Nuyoga. And the ones who do not who wants to avoid Kamasukhalika Nu Yoga, knowing that Kamasukhalika Nu Yoga is practicing comfort. Some of them, they practice self-tormenting, believing that tormenting one's body when the body is exhausted, the mind will not go to sensual objects and sensual pleasure. So it is the practice of Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga, self-mortification or self-tormenting, as they thought that exhausting one's body will make the mind away from sensual pleasure. Buddha to be also practiced Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga and realized that it is the kind of practice that does not bring benefit but only exhaust the body. So that's why Buddha disparaged Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga as the practice that exhausts the body without any benefit. During that time, most of the people think highly of Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga, and most of the people were practicing Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga. Buddha disparaged Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga using the word dukkha, meaning that it is the practice exhausting the body. He know it is something that is inferior. Anariyo, it is not pure or noble. Anatta Sanhito, is that it does not bring true benefit, true welfare, such as Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. Anatta Sanhito, meaning it has nothing to do with one's true benefit or welfare. Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga also needs to be avoided. So in this way, one should avoid the two extremes. One should follow the middle path. Buddha himself practiced the middle path, and it is the path that Buddha himself found. So Buddha said, Majjhima Paripada Tathagatena Abhisambodha, meaning that Buddha had discerned and realized Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. And the middle path is described as Sakkhukarani. It can arise the knowledge eye. And Jnana Karani, it can also develop knowledge. These were the qualities of Majjhima Paripada. Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, is the balanced path between Kamasukhalika Nu Yoga, which is a very loose or slack kind of practice, and Adda Kilamata Nu Yoga, which is very tense and strict. Majjhima Paripada is the middle way, the middle path that can lead to Nibbana. Because it is the practice that can lead to Nibbana, it is called Paripada, the path of practice. And Majjhima Paripada is praised in two words, Sakkhukarani, meaning that it can open up the eye knowledge. Among the Dhamma, knowledge is the most important. It is the main thing. And by practicing Majjhima Patipada, there are four benefits. Upasamaya, Abhinyaya, Sambodaya, Nibbanaya, Samvatati. Upasamaya means practicing Majjhima Patipada, the middle path, is in order to extinguish defilements such as raga, lust, and so on. Abhinyaya means one should practice Majjhima Patipada so that one will discern by noting mind being face to face or direct with the object. In order to know the truth, among the four satya, the four truths, one should be noting, observing dukkha satya, the truth of suffering. And by observing, one understands cause and effect and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. When the noting mind is face to face or direct with the object of meditation, one comes to know the true nature, cause and effect, and also the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Sambodaya means discerning cause and effect as well as the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Sambodaya, penetrating cause and effect and the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. So one should discern, one should penetrate on these things, one should know them clearly, in a clear-cut way. If one does not know, one will not be removing kilesa defilements. When one can remove avijja, ignorance, one can also calm, suppress, and remove kilesa defilements. By removing kilesa defilements, kamma, deeds will not be generated. If one does not generate kamma, deeds, then new existence will also be stopped. Practicing Majjhima Patipada, the middle way, is also to extinguish all the sufferings, which is called Nibbanaya Samvatati. So Buddha mentioned these four benefits before explaining how Majjhima Patipada should be practiced. So Buddha at first showed the qualities of Majjhima Patipada and also mentioned the four benefits by using the four words. And Buddha at first did not explain what was Majjhima Patipada or how to develop the middle path. Majjhima Patipada is the Eight Noble Path. Sammadhiti, right view. Sammasangappa, right application or right aiming. Sammavaja, right speech. Sammakamanda, right action. Sammajiva, right livelihood. Sammavayama, right effort. Sammasati, right mindfulness. And Sammasamadhi, right concentration. Sammavaja, Sammakamanda and Sammajiva, right speech, right action, and right livelihood make up sila sikha, morality training, or in other words, sila sasana, morality teaching. The three, samavayama, samasati, and samasamadhi, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, these three make up samadhi sikha, concentration training, or in another word, samadhi sasana, concentration teaching. Samadhi and samasangappa, right view and right application, these two make up panya sikha, wisdom training, or in other words, panya sasana, wisdom teaching. In this way, the eight factors are divided into three groups, sila group, samadhi group, and panya group. So the eight factors are in three groups and three trainings, sila training, samadhi training, and panya training. In terms of sasana teaching, they are categorized as sila sasana, samadhi sasana, and panya sasana, morality teaching, concentration teaching, and wisdom teaching. By practicing Majjhima Patipada, the middle path, one can realize Nibbana. Among the eight factors, the first one is samadhi, right view, or knowledge, right knowledge, knowing correctly. Samadhi can be categorized into five or six. The first one is kamasakata samadhi, right view, knowing that bad deeds bring bad results, good deeds bring bad results. So the knowledge, understanding that bad actions by body, speech, and mind will bring bad results. Good action by body, speech, and mind will bring good result. So knowing the karma, good and bad deeds bring good and bad results, it is called kamasakata samadhi. And one knows that one's own deeds are one's own possession or property. The second one is jhana samadhi. When one practices samatha practice, tranquility practice, one attains absorption, jhana, rupa jhana, arupa jhana, and one can gain eight kinds of samapatti, eight kinds of attainments. Knowledge that is consisted in these attainments are called jhana samadhi. So it is the knowledge that is consisted in logiya jhana, mundane kind of absorption. And the third one is vipassana samadhi. When one is being mindful of the nama rupa phenomena that is arising in oneself, one understands the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self based on cause and effect. Knowledge, knowing that these cause and effect have these characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self, Such knowledge is called Vipassana Samadhi. Magga Samadhi, the fourth one, can be gained when one develops Vipassana Jnana stage by stage, and when Vipassana Jnana becomes matured, one gains Ariya Magga path knowledge. Knowledge that is associated with the path knowledge is called Magga Samadhi. After attaining Magga path knowledge, one attains fruition consciousness. Knowledge associating with fruition consciousness is called Phala Samadhi. When one realizes Nibbana, the cessation, with Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, after one has attained, one reflects. So one reflects on the kilesa defilements that has been removed. One also reflects the defilements that have been remained, that has not been removed. And one also reflects the experience of realizing cessation. Knowledge reflecting on these is called Pachvakana Samadhi. So these are the six kinds of Samadhi. Among the six, it is most important to have Kamasakata Samadhi. Knowledge, knowing that good deeds bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results, and that beings have their own property, which are good and bad deeds. Having Kamasakata Samadhi, one knows that good deeds, good actions bring good results, bad deeds bring bad results. Knowing that, one will be able to refrain from unwholesome deeds, and one will perform wholesome deeds. If one can differentiate the food, what is suitable and what is not suitable, one will be able to eat suitable food. Knowing between what is suitable and what is not suitable, one will be able to avoid unsuitable food, and one will be able to take suitable food. Unwholesomeness is compared to unsuitable food or poison. By developing it, one will meet harm. Wholesomeness is compared to suitable food. If one can develop wholesomeness, one will gain benefit. So in this way, having Kamasakata Samadhi, one will be able to refrain from unwholesomeness. One can perform wholesomeness. Having Kamasakata Samadhi, one can create oneself to be good. And Kamasakata Samadhi can be said as a junction. From this junction, one can take the path that one wishes to go. From the junction of Kamasakata Samadhi, one can follow the Kamma path, or the Jhana path, or the Jnana path. So Kamma path means good volition. When one performs dana, giving, sila, morality, or bhavana, mental development practice. When one develops chetana, good volition, this good volition will lead the person to good assistance, such as human or deva or human or deva. And the jhana path, when one practices samatha, one can gain jhana. By practicing samatha, one gains concentration, and one's mind can become pure and clean. And by practicing jhana, one can also attain abhijnana, supernormal knowledge, and one can gain absorption, and one can be reborn as a Brahma with a long lifespan. And one can also practice vipassana, having the foundation of jhana. So this jhana can also be the foundation in practicing vipassana. So this jhana is beneficial to a certain extent, but jhana cannot make the person to be free from suffering of existences. When one fulfills vipassana samadhi, one can develop magga samadhi, knowledge associating with path consciousness, phala samadhi, knowledge associating with fruition consciousness, pachavakana samadhi, knowledge reflecting, reflection knowledge. So in this way, the later three, magga samadhi, phala samadhi, and pachavakana samadhi, does not need to be practiced. But if one fulfills vipassana samadhi, the later three will be developed automatically as a result of vipassana samadhi. So as Sharaji says, kamaskata samadhi is like a junction. From that junction of kamaskata samadhi, one can follow kama path or jhana path or jnana path, and it will be of benefit. Kamaskata samadhi is said as sadha mulika. Kamaskata samadhi is rooted in sadha. By having sadha, one can gain kamaskata samadhi. And in order to gain sadha, faith and confidence, one should have sutamaya jnana. One should have the knowledge from learning the theory by listening or by reading. So one should have this knowledge, theoretical knowledge on the benefits of dana, benefits of sila, and especially one should have the knowledge that by practicing satipatthana meditation, one can gain benefits such as purification of the mind and so on. When one has this theoretical knowledge from listening or reading, one also develops sadha, faith and confidence. Having faith and confidence, one will also develop kamaskata samadhi. That's why it is said that kamaskata samadhi is rooted in sadha. In order to develop sadha, one should have the understanding. One should gain the knowledge through listening or through reading. And by listening or reading on these, one will awaken one's sadha. And by awakening sadha, one will develop Gamaskata Samadhi, and this Gamaskata Samadhi will become firm if one develops Sada, if one has Sada. Having Gamaskata Samadhi as the foundation, one can follow the jhana path. One can practice mundane kind of jhana to follow the jhana path. If one follows the jhana path by practicing mundane kind of jhana, one can reach the Brahma world to be born as a Brahma with long lifespan. Based on Gamaskata Samadhi, if one follows jnana path, one can remove avijja, ignorance. Removing avijja, ignorance, one can free oneself from the suffering of existences. One should practice Majjhima Paripada by walking, by following the jnana path. One is also walking on Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. In order to practice Majjhima Paripada, one should develop the Eight Noble Paths. Sammasangappa, one should have right application or right thought. One should not have wrongful thought, wanting to kill others, wanting to torment others. One should not have these wrongful thoughts, sensual thoughts, tormenting thoughts, and so on. By having right thoughts away from these wrongful thoughts, there will be Sammasangappa. And to develop Sammavaja, one should talk only the truth. When one has to talk, one should talk the truth. One should talk the kind of talk that is conducive to unity, love, and benefit. One should talk only the kind of talk that should be beneficial. By talking right speech, by talking sweet speech, conducive to unity, and also beneficial speech, then one is developing right speech. And Sammakamanda, one should avoid killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Being able to refrain from these bad actions, one develop Sammakamanda. In order to develop Sammajiva, one should refrain from wrong livelihood. One should follow right livelihood in order to develop Sammajiva, so that one's body, speech, and mind will be pure and clean. So by developing Sammavaja, Sammakamanda, and Sammajiva, one's body, speech, and mind, by developing Sammasangappa, Sammavaja, Sammakamanda, and Sammajiva, one's body, speech, and mind will be pure and clean. In order to prevent defilements from arising, one should have Sammasati, right mindfulness. Having right mindfulness, defilements cannot enter the mind and the mind will be protected. In order that the mind should be calm and collected, one should develop Sammasamadhi. By developing these factors, one is said to be practicing Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, By practicing Majjhima Paripada, one will realize Nibbana. In order to develop these eight noble paths, one should practice Satipatthana meditation. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, eight noble paths will be fulfilled, meaning that without Satipatthana, one cannot develop the eight noble paths. In order to walk on this Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, in order to develop eight noble paths, Satipatthana meditation should be practiced. It is very important to practice Satipatthana meditation to develop the eight noble paths. Without practicing Satipatthana meditation, one cannot develop the Eight Noble Path. It is said that Yesan Kesan Chi Bhikkhave Chattaro Satipatthana Virata Virato Tesan Ariyo Mekko Samadukkhakayagami. Meaning that if one does not practice the four kinds of Satipatthana, being mindful on the bodily actions, being mindful on the feelings and sensations, being mindful on the consciousness, seeing, being mindful on the seeing, hearing, so on. If one's mind slips away from these four kinds of Satipatthana, then one is also deviated away from the Eight Noble Paths. And one is also said to be deviated away from the Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. And thus, one is not extinguishing or cutting, removing the sufferings. And it is said that, Yesan Kesan Chi Bhikkhave Tattaro Satipatthana Arata Arato Tesan Ariyo Mekko Samadukkhakayagami. Meaning that when the yogi is practicing the four kinds of Satipatthana, when the yogi is mindful of the bodily actions, the feelings and sensations, the consciousness, and also other general things such as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. In this way, when the person is fulfilling the four kinds of Satipatthana, then one is developing the Eight Noble Path. So when the four kinds of Satipatthana are fulfilled, when they are accomplished, the word here it is used as arata. Arata is defined as paripona, fulfilled or accomplished. When one fulfills or accomplishes the four kinds of Satipatthana, then one will be fulfilling the Eight Noble Path that is pure, clean and noble. Whether it is a human, whether it is a lay person, a layman or a laywoman, or a monk, or a deva, or a brahma, whoever fulfills and accomplishes the four kinds of Satipatthana, then one is fulfilling the Eight Noble Path. One is opening the path of purity. It is called Ariyo, it is pure, Uttamo, which is high and noble. And also, one is said to be reaching where it is free from suffering. So it means that by practicing four kinds of Satipatthana, systematically, one is said to be developing Eight Noble Paths. One is said to be pure and clean, and one is said to be reaching the cessation of suffering. And Sarah Ji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu.